Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We had a dream, we go traveling together. Spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. Get a happy feeling when we're singing a song. Traveling along is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We had a dream, we go traveling together. Spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. Get a happy feeling when we're singing a song. Hello world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, October 20th, although the date really doesn't matter because the season's over. I read it on Twitter. Good evening, Eddie. My man, my right wing, my goon, Eddie Bugeik. How are you, buddy?
You it's people over. Are maniacs.
It's over.
You people are maniacs. Four
it's
games
over.
In. I mean, come on.
It's over.
You people are. I have to say, it boggles the mind. And you're pointing the fingers at things that don't even matter. Oh, by the way, I'm doing pretty good today, Tim. I couldn't wait to get on the air. I know you couldn't wait to get on and talk to the most informed Ranger fans there are, the ones that listen to this show.
That's right.
And go to your website there, our website, blueshirtbanner.com and rangercrisis.com. We just have a little technical problems because my computer is down. I'm in Studio B tonight. So
it's on the backup.
Yeah, so I got a whole lot of love, but I got a whole lot of tough love to bring to you guys tonight. And I hope you accept both. Because I come in peace.
Really quick, I just want to say, I know you guys are on hold. It's going to be a little while before we take phone calls tonight. Maybe, probably close to 8:30. So if you're on hold, then you might be there for a little while. So don't bitch that you were on hold for a half hour when I put you on. There. I said it.
Wow, you're getting quite daring with these people on hold just saying, hey, don't bitch.
I forgot to sound the general alarm. It's over. It's all over. That's it. The last Wonka ticket's been found. It's over. Call it a day. The party's over. Pack
all
up
right,
the
so
truck.
Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? I mean, I know you were been.
You go for it. I'll chime in as necessary. Or not necessary. As it were. But it's over. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to sit here and blow sunshine up your ass and tell you everything is great. I'm not going to do that. We're keeping it real in the field here at Blue Shirt Banner Radio. You know that. But I just think that people are blaming the wrong people, and it's just infuriating me. I was on Twitter the other day, and people say, you know, Bugeik needs to be off this team. Why is he even playing? You know, Eric Bugeik wasn't the reason the Rangers lost. Right, the last since opening night, not the reason. And contrary to what my friend Jim believes, don't think Michael Rosenwald's play was responsible for the way the Rangers have lost. What it's coming down to is the Rangers, first of all, they have the second youngest defense in the league. Okay? They have a young core of players. Whether you want to accept this fact and still call this team old, like everybody's used to the same old excuses, the same old bitching points. Because there are a lot of Ranger fans out there that are not informed like these blue shirt bastards out here, the people listen to us. And they have the same old bitching points that I can't stand. The Rangers are not an old team. They have Callahan, they have Anisimov, they have Dubinsky, they have, this is all the forwards, they have Anisimov. They're not an old team. They got a young defense. Special PD teams is killing them. You cannot go 6 minutes in that last game against the Colorado Rockies there, the Avalanche, without getting a goal. You cannot do that. It's just the NHL. You know, and then you go back to the Leafs game. Again, they have a little hiccup where they forget where they are, and the other team gets a couple goals. Boom, bam, shping, the Rangers lose a game. I thought, I really think, and I actually like the lines. I mean, if you look at it, the Brian Boyle, I mean, before the Gabber game, there's only one game. Again, we didn't have Gabber. We're facing a lot of injuries here, people. I know you all hate Chris Drury, but guess what? Drury, he can win a faceoff. And he can kill a penalty. Guess what? Two things we can't do. We can't do either right now. They're banged up. They have no leadership on the ice because of the injuries as well. Whatever Drury you might think of as a captain, he's still the captain. He's not playing. We know Vinny Prosper's a big guy in the locker room, a big spokesman. He's not on the ice. We know Gabrick leads by example. He's not on the ice. So, everybody stopped flipping out. They were in all of these games. I think everybody's just pissed because they lost to the Islanders, and it turns out the Islanders actually come up and actually show, and Mandar is really, well, he's on the ropes with that bet. But, you know, we'll still wait. But they come and play three periods of hockey. The Rangers have not come to a game and played three periods. They play two periods of hockey. They don't play one period. They take one. Colorado, again, at home, you've got to come out better than that. And I think we're pointing the fingers at all the wrong. The problem is it does lie on defense, but they're young. They're dressing a lot of young guys. And this is going to happen. And I'm here to keep it real. I'm taking it to street level, Jimmy. And I think you agree with me.
I'm over here now.
Who are the people watching these games? If you tell me that Henrik Lundqvist is bringing his A game right now, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. He's let a couple goals in that he should, that I haven't seen him let in. He's struggling. His game is starting to come up there. But this is the guy we count on to steal games. He ain't stealing any games. Now, again, I preface this again. It's only four games. Let's not get flip mode squad on everything. Now you can go. I need a break.
Well, look, I said this to you last night. Drury, my thoughts on Chris Drury are more than well documented, okay? I've beat it to death. But I have never, ever discounted the fact that he is a terrific penalty killer. What did they have to do against the Islanders? They had to kill a late penalty. They didn't. What did they have to do against Toronto? They had to kill a late penalty. They didn't. He could have helped in those situations. So he's not there. And no. No, Paulie, I'm sorry. Anybody cannot kill penalties. Like Eddie said, tell Frolov.
Yeah,
go tell Frolov he's got to go kill penalties. See how that works. Look, you take all the guys Eddie just mentioned, right? You look at the roster from last year. You look at the roster from this year, right? You take Vinny Prosper out of that lineup. Okay, take away whatever. What did he have last year? 20 goals, I guess, right? He's out of the lineup, okay? Drury's out of the lineup. Who's gonna score? Frolov, okay, sign him. You're hoping he's going to score like he did 2 years ago. But last year, he's a 19-goal scorer. So all the pressure's on him. Somebody else got to step up. Okay? But, nah, it's over. It's over. Four games. We're done. We're finished. Pack up the truck. Like William Shatner said there, play two. Close the bridge. Shut it down. It's over. We're done. Fucking Ranger fans, man. I'm telling you, it's this Yankee fan mentality that some of them have. That if they don't go hard, if they don't go 82-0 and sweep to the cup, it's finished. Fire everybody, trade everybody. This guy's a bum. That guy's a bum. Come on, what did you expect? What did you expect? If you expected this team to roll to the cup, you have vastly overrated this roster, vastly. And that's on you. That's not on the Rangers. It's not on Tortorella. It's not on Glenn Sather. It's you. If you expected this team to just win every night and score 9 goals, and Hank was going to shut everybody out left and right and not give up a goal and not do this, not do that, and all of a sudden they were going to have 6 Norris Trophy defensemen lined up on defense, you're not watching the same team I'm watching. I don't need a hug. I'm full of love. Come on, get happy. That's my theme. We'll be look, 4 games, ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These are not the 75 Canadians. They're not the 85 Oilers.
Why is everybody?
They're essentially the 2009 New York Rangers. I mean, you know, I said the other night, I said, this is like game 83 of the 2010 season,
why,
the 2009
why
season.
Are Ranger fans, why are Ranger fans so butthurt that Tim Kennedy and MZA are down in the freaking the minors? Like this is like, it's like, you know, we have Crosby and Ovechkin in the minors, and we're not bringing them up because we want to play Todd White and Bugard. Just stop. And stop with the Tortorella bashing. I mean, so far so good with Torts. Now I don't know if it's gonna last. I don't know if this is gonna be the kindler, gentler Torts. He's doing the best he can. Of course, some fans have problems with the, you know, is he playing Bugard the right way? Okay, that's the least of his problems. He's got a young team. He's not yelling at him, at least in his post-game interviews. He doesn't seem like he's a maniac like he was last year with his Napoleon complex. So let's just settle down. 4 games. They win every game. They had a couple, I mean, again, the island.
Uh-oh. Eddie? Uh-oh. Can you guys hear me out there, radio land?
Tell me.
There you are. Uh-oh, I went into a panic. Jesus Christ, this show would be over in about 5 minutes if they were just dependent on me.
How are you?
Evgeny Grachev. Okay. 1 goal, 1 assist in 6 games. I'm just looking at names. Everybody wants Grachev. Where's Grachev? Where's this guy? I'm just looking at the numbers here. That's all. Tim Kennedy. I have 2 goals and an assist. Why don't they call me up? Because they're going to lose him if they call him up.
That's right. For $250,000, I think any team will take that guy.
Here's one that's going to burn you. Dane Byers, 2 goals, 4 assists in 6 games.
Oh, he'll never make the team. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm still. I was in the middle of a rant. Where was I on this rant, folks?
I'm sorry. Tortorella. He's doing the best he can.
Fire Tortorella. Fire Sather. It should have been 10 years ago. Fire that idiot. We got Rem Murray, Mike Dunneman here. We should have fired him. And Dave Carper. Didn't I tell you Eminger was going to be Dave Carper light? You guys did not believe me when I said that.
Igor Leba?
He's Dave Carper. But, you know, other than towards playing Eminger, I have no problem with what's going on. I just think the team doesn't have much leadership. And that is the fault of, I'll give it. It should be the fault of the management to have gone out and got a defenseman they have an older defenseman, Roosevelt, but he is in, the guy is diminishing skills. Let's put it
soft and slow.
Say, I said it nicely. But it's four freaking games. It could be worse. We could be the Devils. So, and you know what? I think Frosty said it in the chat room. Start Biron. I mean, get Biron in there. He should have started the last game. You guys, just I got to calm you down by saying it's four games, and plus we need the ratings, so we need to keep you around. So it's a long season, everybody.
Frosty said, for this we have to stay on hold until 8:30. What, like you're going to call? Maybe called what? Once? Well, we've been doing this show for 24 years. He's called once.
Frosty talked to his probation officer, and he's going to be at that point and still, I can't bear to watch, viewing party. So
very
he's
nice.
Be there.
He talked to his probation. He had demands, though. Did you see that? He wants a box of Ho-Hos or Susie Q's.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a new person in the chat room, and I want an Iowa Ranger fan, 94, from Des Moines, Iowa. And I want to say he's already making good points. This is why we have the most educated fans. He really likes Stepan. And we were talking about this. Stop with Eric Christensen. I've had enough of him. I want to kick that guy right in his freaking ass. You're inconsistent. Get off the team. Put Stepan at number one center. I mean, it's ridiculous, Eric Christensen. He's already in torts of Chateau Bow Wow. But I heard Frolov is he's not too far behind. We know that Frolov got his first goal. Listen, this guy's not used to it. He needs a sentiment to set him up. The Rangers have no sentiment. So if you're looking for Frolov to carry the load, it's not going to happen. What needs to happen is that second line, which I think is another good line with Anisimov, Dubinsky, and Callahan, but they're the Rod Hockey line. Everything is straight. Nobody goes east-west. It's just straight. And they got to hit the net. Callahan, I thought, had a great opportunity. He had Morton Anderson, Craig Anderson there beat, shot the puck wide. Dubinsky shooting the puck wide.
How many times you watch a Ranger game, and this goes back to last year, how many times you watch a Ranger game, and there's a scrum in front of the opposing team's net, there's two, three Rangers there, and you hear Sam Rosen say, blank, insert name here, shoots the puck wide. You know, the goalie's on his back in the crease, and the puck just goes sailing over the net or to the right of the net or up into the crowd or off somebody's face. Nobody finishes. Nobody finishes.
That's right. They got to hit the freaking net. I mean, it's a joke. And I love that line because they forecheck the hell out of the other teams. This, but every game they have gone into that zone and had one or two great shots. And that's right. Krista brings up another good point. Rangers hit goalposts in that game, too.
Oh, yeah. They hit goalposts better than any team in the league. We can always find the pipes.
They're a little bit unlucky. And listen, there's a lot of mental mistakes being made that back on that D. They play the defense like you play in soccer. You mark the guy. You got to do more than mark a guy. I'm sorry. You got to tie him up. You got to push him out of the way. But this is, like I said, second youngest defense, and Steve Eminger is clueless. So what are you going to do? They got Gilroy playing out of position. He's on the wrong side. He's new to that position still. I mean, all right, he played 50, 60 games last year at it. But still, I mean, what did you expect from this team? I know a lot of you people who were on some kind of medications picking him for 98 points. But I'm looking just to get into the playoffs with this team. You cannot expect, and I thought, yeah, it's horrible, these breakdowns and these mental breakdowns they have. They were up with 6 minutes left against the Islanders. Okay? In a Toronto game, overtime loss. Okay? Which the Rangers never get to the shootout anymore. You might as well forget it. Once it goes to overtime, the game's over. They lost. 4-on-4, I know Jimmy told me they got a goalie on 4. 4-on-4, they're terrible. I want someone to look up the freaking stat. Because once it's 4-on-4, you might as well leave the room. The other team's going to score.
That's
all right?
They go 4-on-4, go to the crapper.
Go to the crapper. That's time to go to... that's enough. All right?
You know, it's like when you're at the Springsteen concert and he does the ballad, you get up and go to the bathroom.
Right. You know, when they say something, here's a song from our new album, then you go to the bathroom. You know, the other act. So, you know, and then last the other night against Colorado, it's 1-1, and then, you know, it's the Chris Stewart show. Listen, Chris Stewart is a hell of a hockey player. And not many guys are going to get him out of the crease, unless the Rangers. He gets a goal, 2-1, but then again, it's a brain fart. 5 seconds later, or what it was, it's another goal. That was TiVoing the replay of the last goal, and that went live, and there was another goal. I couldn't believe it.
The Avs scored twice in the span of a commercial.
I mean, rewinding this to blame for the second goal, and there was already a third goal for somebody to blame, for me to blame.
And, you know, I was thinking of you when they were talking about Chris Stewart during the broadcast the other night, because you're always saying how the Rangers are whenever they're playing somebody, it's always a guy's first goal in a year, or it's his first goal in 10 years, or their first road win in 42 years, you know, something like that. And they're talking about him. And this is a guy that was out of hockey for 3 years. He was bagging groceries and playing badminton because his family couldn't afford hockey equipment. And he got back into hockey, and he's lighting it up.
Yeah, and Chris Stewart was the guy that Leslie said, Leslie Treff, who, if you guys aren't good in the chat room, we'll bring back. She said that when Chris Stewart was at the combine, he was the guy who came in a little bit chubby. Well, maybe she didn't say that. Maybe she told me that in confidence. I just spilled that. I think that they...
Hey, wait,
cause
came
I,
in?
Had asked,
came
anybody
in,
at the combine into, come in like, you're like, what?
He came into camp chubby or came in with a chubby?
Oh, no, the NHL combine with a chubby. Yeah.
Never mind.
You know, so I'm not, you know, who just said that? I'm going to attack them. Who's Wazoo? Because I'm ripping the whole team. I'm not ripping the whole team. I just told you what I like. I like the lines.
Defend
you don't
them.
Think Avery's playing good? Is Avery playing good? Is Brian Boyle playing good?
Are you asking me or are you asking the chat room?
I'm asking you because these guys can't answer me.
Well, they can in the chat room. I think Avery's played well. I think Brian Boyle's played well. He's been physical, which I like to see. Avery, you know, same thing, though. How many times if Sean Avery in front of the net misses wide, misses left, hits a guy in the 400s? Avery shoots it up over the net.
Avery will take that wraparound every time. That oven stuffer roaster there, play cool. Were you trying to stuff it in?
Speaking of wraps, how'd you like the? How'd you like him and who was it? Dubinsky. That's right. Him and Dubinsky doing that little doing the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. How'd you like that?
That was great.
People, it seemed to be in the game thread on Blue Shirt Banner. They either thought it was hysterical or absolutely hated it. I thought it was kind of funny.
Funny, man. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's just, you know, being goofy.
I thought it was a horrible choice of favorite shows, but then
what
when they text the song,
off Messier? You see God there, the Savior? Yeah, I love how he's working with the team on face-offs. That egghead Messier. Yeah, next night, 40%. Thanks, Mark. Stay out of the coaching. Stay out of Madison Square Garden. Thank you for the cup, but no thanks anymore. Go play in the Spengler Cup over there in Deutschland. Who's calling that place Deutschland anymore? Was the High Kaiser back in power there? We're calling it Deutschland again?
Are we sending a team of doughboys over there to play hockey?
Deutschland. Get the hell out of here. It's Germany. Stop. Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. See, you guys are going to be all riled up. This has been brewing, though. It's been brewing. This song's been a brewing.
You know, you were talking about Tortorella. You were talking about Tortorella and the roster and everything else. I don't know if you read this on Karp's site yesterday. I think this was yesterday.
Love that.
He had an interesting comment. He said, I asked John Tortorella if he would continue to go with the minimum 12 forwards, which includes Todd White. I interpreted Tortorella's answer that it's not his call to mean he's not thrilled with his current roster.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. Is Saber
the evil genius? Is he meddling?
The evil genius may be at work with who actually plays. That's a little weird. Since he doesn't even know how to evaluate talent, now he's going to decide talent on the ice.
We would have won tonight if not for that meddling GM.
And people getting on Bougard, and he's got a fight, and he's a waste of space. What do you want? You think President Kennedy is going to do any better if he's up here? I think that lines look good. What they need to do is stop being bitches, the Rangers, and start bitch-slapping people around. It's like, you know, it's always the Rangers fans and the Ranger players that we have to respond to Henrik getting run. You know what? Let's start taking matters into our own hands. You know what? First of all, now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. The gloves are off.
Bing. I need the Paulie D. I need the Paulie D sound clip. Ding, ding, ding. Go ahead.
I see Dion Phaneuf run Henrik. What was the response? Zippo. Not Mike Zippo.
Not Mike Zippo.
Right. Then this guy Wallick, or W-A-L-L-I-K, I don't know how to fucking... Hey.
Peter Wallin.
Peter Wallin, whatever his name is, okay?
Here's a name
he
for you.
He runs Henrik Lundqvist. Nothing. You know what happens? Next shift, this is where Tortorella can be second guest. You bring in the boogeyman. Next shift, he's on the ice. And if that guy, Peter Wallin, is not on the ice, he goes after Paul Stastny. I don't say he beats him up. I say he cross-checks him, roughs him up a little bit. He gets 4 minutes, let bygones be bygones. You send a message. There's got to be a message. And the only guy who sent the message so far has been Michael Delzato. When Delzato, dig deep, me and him are on the same plane, which I don't know if that's good or bad for him. But that's right. Delzato went right after Gagliardi when Girardi got hit by Gagliardi. And he was like, listen, I'm going to stick up for my defense mate. That's the he said, especially after what happened to Gabrick. So let's get in tune with that. Let's start dealing out the punishment instead of being the victim. I'm sick and tired of being the victim with the Rangers. As a fan, let's start taking liberties. We got the biggest goon, big, giant piece of meat. I mean, he's a total meathead, Bougard. I mean, he's a freak. Let this freak loose. God, stop trying to play it all, trying to play fair. This way, unfair. How about that for a change? And it's even saying that if he's calling the shots, I'm even worried, because especially after last season during when they got Bougard, his explanation was, well, I didn't like Henrik getting run into and snowed on all the time, so Bougard will take care of this problem. Bougard is not going to clear the front of the net, but you know what? If somebody does it, you make them pay. You go after their skill plays. You run their goalie. Let's start mixing it up. Why are we always the victims? Why are we always the pansies? I am sick of it. Why don't we try to play fair? I mean, it's just like, you know, we're always trying to be a good guy. But we always lose. All right. I'm done for now.
Now, Wazili brought it up in the chat room, and I did want to get your thoughts on that. He said we should start pushing fans around like Rippon on Vancouver. They got a few fans. I'll tell you what, they got a few fans you can push around that garden. The ones that are always snapping their 100. What are you paying for season tickets for? If all you got to do is snap your picture to put on Facebook. Oh, here's 100 pictures of me at the Ranger game last night. Here's for my Facebook. And by the way, Tortorella sucks. Fire him and fire Sather and trade everybody. Oh, here's another picture for Facebook. Oh, look, here's me in my Ranger jersey. I'm on Facebook. Oh, here's another picture of me. Here's a picture in front of me in front of the can at the garden in my jersey on Facebook. Thanks.
That's all it is. to you, at least. I'm just, you know, again, see, now Mad Dog stopped the Eminger. Let me tell you, that guy is horrible. But, you know, anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked with that nonsense. But, again, it's four games in. I see a lot of good things. I just see a lot of mentally the brain farts and the lapses. They got to come out better at home. That was something that we went last year. They've got to play a solid 60 minutes. You can't win hockey games if you play 40. You can't let the other team dominate. Like Colorado dominated that game until Torts called that timeout. And that was a good play. I didn't hear anybody say in our little bit of our lexicon say, you know what, Torts did a great job by calling that timeout. That was a good move. It really did. And he didn't get in there and yell at him. He just tried to settle things down. He didn't want him to get blown out of the building. He does the right thing. I don't see anybody saying, good job, Torts. It's just they lost the game. Fire Torts. Who do you think else you're going to get at this point? Four games in. So, I see some problems. I think CCCP was right about the defense being a little bit too soft. But it's very young. You know, and they've got to learn. I just wish there was somebody to teach. That may be the problem. You know, I'd love to have a veteran defenseman out there, and I know everybody's anti me getting Schoenfeld behind the bench to coach those defensemen, but he's got to be on the ice and freaking tell him, listen, you should be here, you should be there. What are you doing? Why are you clearing the puck? Going in front of that instead of on the boards. Although I think the Avalanche game, they really should have won because the Avalanche had played a lot of games, like three games in five nights. I really thought it was going their way. The momentum had changed. And the Garden is such a precarious place to play nowadays because if the Rangers don't score first or get to a good start, that place gets quiet. And justifiably so. If the Rangers come out like crap, what are they going to cheer? But it's the Rangers need to excite that crowd early and get them into it. So I don't know. That's my feelings on everything. I think it's everything. I think that's all I have in me for right now.
This is what you hear from the crowd.
Facebook.
Yep, Facebook.
Oh, yes, the other people are texting on their BlackBerry, even though I do that because I tweet from the game. But still, it's like, listen, watch the freaking game. Stop texting your boy, whatever you're texting. So that's my summation. I thank you guys for indulging me in that, my friends.
All right. So let's see. 646-478-4692 is the number if you want to get in on the if you want to get in on the action tonight. We'll take some phone calls. We got the great Ricky O will be here shortly. He has been he has been all over Facebook, and I think he was on the HF boards. I don't know because I don't go there. That place is just a loony bin. But promoting a huge announcement that he has on tonight's show. I have no idea what it is. And, there he goes.
I know.
So, yeah, I know you know. So, hopefully he'll be here in just a few minutes.
Bitter about that.
I'm not bitter. I'm just giving you a hard time. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones if the switchboard works. 201-248. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Jim, Eddie, it's Newman.
Newman!
John,
what's going on?
How are you?
How are you, fellas?
How are you?
How are you?
You are first up tonight, my friend. And
thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No problem. Now, first of all,
yes.
You know, I know you weren't here last week.
No, I was not here last week.
You missed the show. We missed you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But, you got called out by another listener of this show.
I heard Shamu. I heard Shamu call me out.
Oh! He's starting right in.
Shamu big man.
Shit, let's put it that way.
All right, now hold on. Let's slow down. Oh, now.
Slow down for who, Tort?
Hold on a minute. Now, according to Costa, and Eddie,
yes.
you can kind of reiterate here because I was going to pull the clip and then I didn't. Costa said that he was chanting at the Islander girls. He had some choice names for them, a few other things, and you kept telling him to be quiet.
Correct.
And settle down. Now, what I said is that I've heard at the games that you're pretty boisterous yourself. So I didn't quite understand why you would be telling Costa to quiet down and not be himself. So I think we've kind of set the tone for you. Now you could take it away. Did you tell Mr. the Greek to quiet down and stop ragging on the Islanders and the girls and everything else?
Yes, I did tell Mr. Costa to quiet down the mouth that he had on him.
Okay.
We are in enemy territory.
That's not enemy territory, for God's sakes.
For me, it felt like I was driving out to Pennsylvania. It was a long drive for me.
Okay.
That's enemy territory.
Well, why did you? Okay, so what? You were worried about security throwing you out?
Correct.
Did security approach you at any point? Did they say,
That's why I had him quiet down. Plus, there were kids all around. I didn't want him getting in trouble.
He's looking out for a bud.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Jim, we were surrounded by Islander fans. I wasn't going to have him and me resting Claude and Eva and their son get beaten up out there. No way in hell.
Okay, so you were defending, you felt that you were just being protective of the group is what you're saying.
Yes, I was. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Is there I said that you should be able to come on and tell your side of the story and I would put you on first.
Can I play
Eddie, really, you should be the one, you were there. You were with the group, so by all means, set the.
Eddie wasn't actually sitting with us, Jim.
But he was there. Yeah, he was part of the atmosphere.
He's
a celebrity, and come on.
I would like a chance. I would like a chance to defend Costa. He's one of my fellow large mammal friends, and I want to. Now I've seen you, Mr. Newman, on several occasions at the Madison Square Garden.
That's not true.
But still, you were talking about maybe Costa offending children or something like that. Seems like you have no problem doing at Madison Square Garden acting like a total buffoon, which I actually endorse. Any of us acting like total buffoons at Madison Square Garden.
I have a witness.
How do you answer that question?
I have a witness on Friday. She's not here right now, but Stacy was with me on Friday night at the Garden. She can attest to me. If you ever speak to her, she can attest that I was a good little boy on Friday night.
Well, that's because you were with Stacy.
She was worse than me. I was calming her down.
Well, of course, but you're trying to be the good guy. You don't want to look like a jackass in front of her, and you're calm. You're always calmer in front of the woman. I'm the same way. I was the same way when I used to take my wife to the game. That's why I still couldn't control myself, and now she won't go to games with me anymore. She absolutely refuses to go to any sporting events with me.
That's why you bring your daughter with you.
Well, that was different. That was a game I had no rooting interest in. I would never take my daughter to a Giants game or a Mets game.
I've seen John Newman. First of all, he's smuggling in Jack and Coke. He's half in the bag by half in the game, and he's attacking. Yelling. I mean, they call me the map, but I got to tell you, Newman's got a good, he's got a nice set of lungs on him. He's yelling at the players, and he's a little rowdy. Would you admit that?
I do get rowdy. Let me tell you, I do get rowdy.
I like that hard hat.
My section knows me well and good. They know me very well.
Well, I think you and Costa should come to some kind of agreement and make up. And I think Costa has a good point, too. He's like, listen, I paid my money. I get to say what I want to say. You know,
we all paid our good money. Who are you kidding? We all paid our money to the Wang family.
Yeah, and I want to say, on behalf, I've been a buffoon and somewhat of a court jester all my life. And when you're with your buddies and they tell you not to make jokes, it kind of deflates you.
No, but he's disrespecting the girls on the ice. He's calling them this, that, and the other. I'm like, Paul, you got to calm down. There's somebody's daughter out there.
Some girls, I hate them. All right, I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
Oh, and by the way, that Ranger home opener against the Maple Leafs could have been a lot worse, Jim.
I'm not complaining.
It could have been a lot worse. You both forgot to mention that 5-on-3 for 2 minutes that could have cost us a big. That could have cost us big right there.
Absolutely, yeah, right. I agree.
Avery went behind. I said to Stacey, watch this. Avery's going to slash him. Slash Chromosar two or three times. He could have broken his shin right there.
Ah, no suspension. It was below the waist. There you go.
Exactly.
That's men's hockey. I'm getting sick of it being wussitized, this game. All right. I'm sorry. I've gone off on a tangent. All right. Are we done?
Anything else, Newman?
I'm done, ladies. Have a great night.
When's Stacy going to call in?
She's actually, we're actually meeting her right now. We're going down to Sonic.
That's not what I asked. I didn't ask you where you're going to eat tonight or where you're taking her. I said, when is she going to call in? We want to talk to her.
You'll meet her in the flesh next month, point and still.
Okay.
That all right with you?
That's very good. I think we need to talk to her.
Oh, Jesus. Now I'm in trouble with you now. Oh, God, here we go. She already met Claude in the game. Now she's going to meet you. I'm in trouble.
All right, Newman, you take it to Sonic, get a little value menu, you big spender.
Hey, excuse me, it's dessert, buddy. Watch it.
All right, have fun. We'll talk to you soon. Hey,
keep me up. Hold on. I want to hear the show.
All right. The great, the one and only, the incomparable, the often imitated, seldom duplicated, John Newman.
Good Lord.
So, so I don't know. It just sounds like whatever. Costa was doing his thing, and Newman didn't like it, and whatever. I think it would.
I don't like
much ado about nothing.
Well, yeah. All right.
Right?
Let's go back to how. What is Days of Our Lives between these two knuckleheads?
All right. Next call.
Although I signed with Costa. He's my man.
Oh, wait. You want to take another call, or you got something else? You got
No. Go ahead.
All right. I don't want to hear about the Mets. I don't want to hear about the Jets, and I sure as shit don't want to hear about the Knicks. What's going on, Robbie? Rangers only. Rangers only. I don't want to hear about your ex-girlfriend. I don't want to hear nothing. I want to hear Rangers.
Hi,
Rangers only,
on?
or I run you.
All right. Sure. All right.
What's going on?
I was playing NHL 11 earlier today. How about, is this good enough for you? It's hockey. Is that good?
No, I don't want to hear about video games. I want to hear about the actual New York Rangers. I want to hear about.
Okay,
I want to hear something come out of your mouth about the team on the ice.
Not on your TV.
I don't want to hear about your franchise team. I want to hear about the team on the ice. You watched the game Monday night and you thought this. Go.
I thought this. I thought that it's a perfect example that how important Gavrik is to the team because we are screwed in without him. And same thing with Prosper. I think that this team is going to implode for the next few months. I can't see them going anywhere without Gavrik. They're happy?
Okay. We all do that going into the season. You say if this team loses Gavrik, they're going to lose.
The person who needs to really, in my opinion, who really needs to step it up is Frolov. Because he's the only. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but playing with who? Like Eddie said, Eric Christensen?
You gotta play with what you got.
Puts the pan on the first line.
Exactly. Are they going to call up Zuccarello?
Duke?
The Norwegian Hobbit.
Yeah, I read in the paper that they were going to call him up.
Wow. How's he doing down there in Hartford?
I have no clue. How's Wade doing down there in Hartford?
Wade Redden, one goal, five assists, 6 points in six games. Tearing it up. AHL player of the year.
Bring him back.
Yeah, bring him back.
Ready.
He's tanned, he's rested, he's ready. He's learned his lesson. Matt Zuccarello has...
He also said that, I read it on smyrangersblog.com, that he said that he's being a leader and a mentor to the young kids down there in Hartford, which is actually really good. That's a good fit for him.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, we're here. Zuccarello has two goals, no assists in Hartford.
Two goals, no assists.
Five games down there? Five, six games?
Yeah. Six games, yeah.
There's been talk that Gandalf will summon Frodo, but we don't know if it's going to happen. It may just as well happen. They're going to need some scoring, obviously. But that's what they're really lacking. If you really put your finger, I like the way the lines are, but they really have no finishers. And Sister Christensen, don't tell me Drury's a finisher. He's finished, but he's not a finisher.
I was going to say, he's not really a goal scorer. He just provides leadership and is a good penalty killer. He doesn't score goals anymore. It's just, we really miss Gabrick and with Prosper, but this is not good. Eddie, are you going to any more games this year?
Is this an invite? Am I getting invited here?
No, I'm just wondering what games you're going to.
I've made a vow. My friend Paul actually asked me to go to Monday night's game, and I was busy. I may go the occasion, but I'm going to try to save all my games for towards the end of the year when the Rangers actually start playing good and make their playoff run.
Actually, that's a good idea.
I'm from Long Island, and to get all the way out there and waste my time if they lose, 4-0 to Nashville, October, I can't do it. So I have vowed that I'm going. Unless a friend wants to go or something, then I'm into it. I'm into the people.
It's like $85. Like a pee up into $400. I was like, are you kidding me? So I was like, no way. I'll wait until the end of the year when they get turns the playoff run.
You want to hear something interesting? You're talking about ticket prices. Flyers. Did I mention this last week? I might have. But do you know the Flyers have, similar to what the Mets and Yankees have, that their ticket prices depend on who they're playing? So if they're playing the Rangers, their ticket prices are at the premium level. But if they're playing, Atlanta, they're down at a very low level. I mean, don't you think that's ridiculous for a hockey team to do that? I mean, imagine they did that for the Rangers. Like, the Islander games are $100, just because they're playing a division rival. I think that's stupid of a hockey team to do that.
I was about to say, I looked on StubHub for the Rangers just to see what games that I won. I didn't know that they played the Thrashers next week at the Garden, and the cheapest ticket is $16. It does vary. I mean, through Ticketmaster, if you get them, they're still very expensive, but through StubHub, it's a little bit cheaper. But I didn't know the Flyers did that. But Islanders, it's just like when you – you said last week that, you hate playing the Islanders. It's just like the reason why I like it because the tickets are cheap out there because it's the Coliseum. It's not the Garden. And Rangers fans, obviously, like you did, and he's like, they take it over. There's no Islanders fans there, and the ticket prices are cheap. And hopefully, most of the time, the Rangers win except for Monday. So usually it's easier to go to – at the Coliseum or Prudential Center because they're cheaper. Not by much, but still.
Yes.
No, I agree with you. It's a lot of money, and it's, as far as the Islanders go, the reason I hate it is not because I hate the actual game. It just that the outcome can never really be that satisfying because you win, you were supposed to beat the Islanders who have half their team of injury reserve. And if you lose, it's ha-ha, Ranger fans. And
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah.
You know, it's like when the Mets, I'll put it this way, when the Mets play the Nationals, right?
Yeah.
And everybody expects the Mets to beat the Nationals. They never do, right? I mean,
well,
the Nationals
this year,
always.
Yeah, they have, that's true. Yeah.
And, you know, you're supposed to beat them, but if you beat them, everybody's like, ah, yeah, you beat the Nationals. Big deal. But, you know, that's how I feel about the Ranger Islanders.
Yeah.
It's just the no-win situation when you play them.
Well, it's very, you know, it's very, does anyone here find it disturbing that the Islanders are the first place in the Atlantic Division?
It's four games.
I know, but still, it's the Islanders, that's why.
We were in first place in the Atlantic Division last year. Look where that
yeah.
got us. We're first
yeah.
overall in the conference. Look where that got us. All right, Robbie, we got to run. I got a lot of calls.
All right,
to
Robbie,
today.
Take care, my man.
All right, was I good with the Rangers straight? Was I good?
You did just fine, Robbie.
You getting there?
All right.
All right, I'll work out. I'll speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Later, buddy. I think you and Robbie should go to a game. I think you and Robbie should go to a game together. I think that would be interesting.
No, it wouldn't.
Next. 347-870, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
It's Jimmy T. What's up, bro?
What's going on, Jimmy? How are you?
Hey. Not much. What's going on? I just briefly wanted to talk about Michael Delzato sticking up for his teammate. I think... You know, it's about time. I've been watching the Rangers for about 20 years now, and it's like the first time in a long time I've seen somebody stick up for somebody.
Right?
Seems
and it was
like
vocal
it.
About it afterwards.
Yeah, but, I mean, after that happened, it seemed like the Habs were running Lundqvist the whole entire game, and nobody really had anything much to say about it.
Yeah. Exactly. I really And, you know, Delzato is not a – I mean, he hits a lot, but he's not a rough-and-tumble guy by any stretch of the imagination. But the fact of seeing his, you know, D partner getting roughed up, he comes to his aid, he takes the penalty. And Jimmy, you bring up a great point because the game was on Versus, right? So,
right.
You know,
well,
I was –
It's
I was
our favorite network.
Yeah, our favorite network Versus. And I'm disheartened, first of all, because Sam Rosen's doing the game, so I got to deal with his nonsense. But the guy they had doing the play by the color, Darren Elliott, was really good. He was calling it the way it was. And when that play happened, Sam, of course, you know, he's such a pacifist and you just want to slap him. He's like, well, Delzato coming back on that penalty is going to cost the Rangers a power play. And this guy, Darren Elliott, basically says, you know, calm down, Sam. You know, let's not make a federal case out of it. The guy was sticking up for a teammate, which is much more important. And that's
absolutely.
The philosophy you got to have. You got to stick up for your teammates. And Delzato said it. After what happened to Gabbert, the fact that it happened to Gabbert to be a wake-up call just boggles my mind as it is. But I tell you, Henrik is taking a lot of hits. It's like he's a quarterback back there.
Yeah, it's not even the first season either. It's been a few seasons in a row where it seems like everybody's running a long quest. Can't have that.
Yeah. There's somebody who's got to go 8 points. That guy must be like, do these guys like me? I mean, really?
I know, right?
They're taking full-out runs on him. So, I definitely am with you on the MDZ.
Absolutely.
You know,
it seems cool. Like, you know, when the players run long quest, it's like you hold your breath every single time he gets hit. And it's like everybody just stands around. Like, even if you just grab somebody and push him around a little bit, show that you can't do that to your goaltender. I mean, this guy is the reason why you're going to make the playoffs if you have a chance anyway. So, you know, let the other guys know.
Yeah, exactly. There's got to be a message sent that the $7 million goalie, the key linchpin to your whole season, cannot be touched. Whether it's a defenseman doing a job or the next shift, you send him Prost to Bugard to take care of business. You know, it's not too hard to connect the dots when an opposing team sees that happen right after they take a liberty with Lundqvist. They're not going to do it. But right now, you don't think everybody in this conference knows that you can run the range of goal and get away with it? They keep doing it. Even teams out of the conference do it.
Well,
so,
we signed Bugard for a reason. Let's put him on the ice. Take care, guys.
Take it easy, Jimmy. Nice to see Jimmy T calling in for his first time.
Yeah, Jimmy T's man. Right on target.
Newman must have picked up Stacy. He hung up on us.
All right.
Of course she hung up. You get off that phone right now.
Jonathan, I won't stand for this.
Oh, Newmy, hang up the phone.
Newmy.
How are you?
How are you, Newmy?
All right, let's see. What do we got here? 201-916, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Joe.
Yo.
Hello? Can you
hear
me now?
What up?
Yeah, we can hear you. Who's this?
Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, what's going on?
Hey, Kristen, what's up?
Oh, man, I was so surprised I'm like this early in the show. Holy shit. I'm like,
trying to run through the phone calls quick tonight. There's a lot of them.
Yes, yes. Okay, here, quick. I'll talk real fast.
Take your time. Take your time.
I'm just joking around.
Your crisis counselors are here for you, Kristen.
I need them. Trust me. Nobody
you
has
want
Zionist
range of crisis.
You
got range of crisis. As a wise man once said on this show.
No. Listen, I had to say something. Like, people were picking up Boogeyman, right? He already played for 4 minutes of the frigging game, 5 minutes of the last game. How can you pick on somebody that's not even hardly on the ice? You know what I mean? And like you said, Torch, he said, oh, well, we're getting him to take care of the people that push on Henrik. Twice they knocked Henrik down.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Anybody?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Maybe, did you hear me,
something
Kristen?
Happened.
I hear, what?
Can you hear me? It's Eddie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Eddie, yeah.
Yeah, apparently Chip
can't hear.
Let's go on with this. I can
maybe
hear.
Maybe he went to the bathroom. I don't know.
Well,
well no,
go on with your Henrik Lundqvist. I'll take
Deep
over.
Deepa say he hears nobody. Zach says he hears us. I have no idea.
No audio.
Somebody said no audio. What happened?
It's just me and you.
Oh, we get a personal call. All right.
Mandar,
what happened?
Here.
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I got kicked out, and I guess nobody could hear anything. So,
is it?
Thanks again, Blog Talk Radio. Paulie was having trouble last night with Blog Talk as well. So,
I
think it's a well. It must. You know what? If they couldn't hear anything, and I got it's got to be a Blog Talk issue. It couldn't have been.
Yeah,
it couldn't
Blog
have been,
Talk.
It couldn't have been just one of us. Now they're having trouble. Just refresh the page to you guys in the chat room. If you refresh the page. Here, I'll tell you. All right. Refresh
mine's the page. Talking.
There you go. All right. So anyway, I apologize. For
all right. That. Welcome, Kristen, to the show. Kristen, your vocal. All right.
Are we back on?
Yeah, who cares?
Are we back on? Can they hear us?
Yes.
They can hear us, right?
Yeah, everybody can hear you.
Are you sure? I don't see anybody saying
yes,
I can hear.
Everybody's saying refresh work in the chat room.
No, they're saying it's Newman's fault. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I was talking about Boogeyman, right, and about them knocking down Henrik. And I think that Tortorella, and I'm not blaming him, I'm just saying, used him for what he was, you know, what they got, what they acquired him for. You know what I'm saying? And stop picking on him. He can shoot. I saw him shoot. I saw him do a couple good passes. He's doing more than Brashear did last year. So, I mean, give him a chance. It's only, like he said, it's only the fourth game. And, of course, they're playing better than the Devils. But we'll see who's the worst on Sunday. I'm sure he's going to be in the middle. True?
Right. I mean, I agree with you. No, I agree with you with Bugard. I don't think he's a liability on the ice. He's not a guy I want to see spend, you know, 7-10 minutes on the ice, but he certainly doesn't look like he doesn't know what he's doing out there.
I want
nobody
to fight
wants
anyway.
To.
And then Prust comes in, and then it's the spotlights are on Prust. You know, I like Prust, but you know, the refs don't let you know the last game they don't let anybody fight, really. You know what I mean?
Right. I just think with I think Bugard's got to take matters into his own hands. I mean, if you're only playing 3 minutes a night, you're not out there to score goals. You're out there to send messages and retaliate if stuff, something happens. And you're right. Tortorella's got to tap him on the shoulder. Let's take the kid gloves off. Let's uncage this animal and see what he can do.
Right. Like Manny did that time. And he's like, oh, well, I'm going to send Colton Orr in and see what he can do. Remember like one game? And he's like, I'm going to send him in and see what he can do. And they're knocking Henrik down. And they interviewed him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to send him in next period. See what happens.
All right.
When we had Colton Orr.
Yeah.
One more thing I wanted to say. You know, it seems to me that they have not been trying to shoot backhanded. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've noticed that in the last two games. Like, they pass the puck around, and, like, they have an open lane. But they're trying to set up to shoot, like, you know, forward. But they won't, if they just get the pass, they could shoot backhand. There's nobody in the shooting lane, and they could have just did that. You know what I mean? Shoot the puck to the net. Stop wasting your time passing around 100 times. You know what I mean? They have to start.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have the chance to shoot backhanded a couple of times. I saw the whole lane was open. They could have shoot backhanded, and they probably had a better chance of shooting. If you're facing the goalie and looking right at him, and it just goes right to him, and he's blocking it. You know what I mean? And nobody's on the other side trying to get the deflection or the rebounds when it goes off the goalie's, pads.
It's a good point, and the problem is, I guess, if you look at the Rangers' lines right now, you don't really have a lot of guys who have that much creativity or perhaps that much offensive skill to think, hey, let me just take a backhand shot instead of turning, completely around or passing the puck, especially since Gaborik is gone. There's no doubt about it that the Rangers do not make the most of their opportunities. That's for
right.
sure. We know that in the first four games we have seen.
They gotta get in front of the net. Like in preseason, they were in front of the net a lot. You know what I mean? Step on everybody, and look what they were doing. So we do the same thing. I don't know. I don't understand what's so hard. You know what I mean? I don't know.
We will turn this ship around.
We will. It's still early.
We'll be fine.
Still
we
early.
Games in a row, and we went down. So it's still early. Maybe we're doing the opposite. Maybe we're starting off fucking strong.
Yeah. That's what I like. Power, positive thinking. Let's go,
right, Kristen.
I'm going to have other people chances. I'm going to go pass out. So, nice talking to you guys. And I'll be there Sunday rooting against the Devils. All right?
Sweet.
Cool. Take care.
Have a good night. Right,
talk
bye.
To you later. You too. Bye. All right. Phone lines are jammed all of a sudden. Everybody wants to
people
get
panic.
In on it.
We lost.
Yeah, I know. It was. I don't know what happened, but this Blog Talk Radio, man, the kid in the basement who runs this thing, he needs. He's got to figure something out because, like I said, Paulie was having trouble last night too. All right, Zach, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Nada, what's going on with you?
Brain dead right now. I'm studying nonstop. I've had midterms and papers due all this week.
All right.
What are you studying tonight?
Auditing. It's an accounting thing, something you do not want to get involved with.
Man, sounds exciting to me.
I'm overwhelmed with joy right now.
I've been audited.
I got a problem with the Rangers. A few of them. One, you've got the Texas Rangers that are scoring, yet the New York Rangers can't. Secondly, I watched all the preseason games. The Rangers kept shooting the puck. They kept creating plays. Sure, they weren't playing against the teams that were bringing out their A game, but they were still playing a stellar offensive game. They kept shooting the puck. They kept scoring. Now it's like they're trying to make the perfect pass, the perfect shot in order to make the highlight reel on ESPN. You know, this team is just mind-boggling.
Always. That's nothing new.
Well, I don't know. They were scoring a lot of goals in preseason. Is anybody, I mean, Zach, am I the only Ranger fan that understands that they have a lot of injuries right now? And this team wasn't that great going in. I mean, are we just going to absolve that the fact that not having Gaborik and Drury, that they should be able to overcome that and be just as...
It's a poor excuse to say, our top three players are out injured. Let me tell you something. You got Henrik Lundqvist in net. He's by far the best player on the team. You know, the fact that you're missing your top goal scorer, who hasn't scored a goal at all this season, is just
and all three games that he played.
And so far, you went like the first you played the first two games without Drury, and the Rangers were still okay without him. And then he only plays like a period and a half, and he gets injured, and it's like, you know, no surprise there. You know, it's just no change at all.
He's down on Gaborik now? He played three games, Zach. He had a penalty shot. He didn't score on.
Games,
he had breakaways.
He may play three games, but he hasn't scored a goal. Derek Stepan has more goals than Gaborik.
Well, that's tradable.
You must be delirious from that auditing midterm. If you're getting on Gaborik,
probably am.
Yeah,
I don't even
hurt.
Know who I'm talking to anymore.
It's the Mike and Mike show.
just because
Mike and the Mad Dog, Sports Radio 66.
As long as I'm Mad Dog.
Just because we're
friends,
missing Gaborik does not mean that the Rangers can't score anymore. It's a poor excuse.
It's not a poor excuse.
That's what I stand by.
They barely lost these. I can't see it. I just can't see it.
And I know everybody keeps saying the same thing about Bugard. You know, say they're signing him for the wrong reasons. He's saying, to protect Lundqvist. No, Tortorella has not used him at all. Everybody wanted him to fight Colton Orr in the home opener, and he didn't.
Colton Orr wouldn't go. Colton Orr got knocked out the night before. He wasn't going to fight Bugard. When you get your banana beat in the night before, you're not going with the freak. The freak, the boogeyman, will destroy you. He will. There's like orbital bone breakage all over a fight with him. Orr did not want to go. I agree. Tortorella's got to tap him on the shoulder a little bit more often. Actually, start to tap him on the shoulder and say, listen, you're out there. Go after Paul Stastny. I talked to Ricky about this yesterday. I agree with him. He's gonna, you know, listen, it's time to take matters. Stop being the victim. Let's stop being the victim.
Yeah. And Jim, what you said about what you said in your article about Avery should have been suspended, I agree with you on that. That was just dirty.
I didn't say whether he should or he shouldn't have. I just said I was surprised he wasn't.
Yeah, but you originally said that you would support the NHL decision to suspend him if they did.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he did. He's a traitor. You're a traitor, Jim Schmiedeberg. Collect your things and leave the show.
I'll get my final paycheck in the mail.
Yeah.
All right,
back from Bob Dog.
All right, I gotta go.
All right, buddy.
Setting.
We'll talk
again,
to you next
Zach,
week.
Feel better. Good. Definitely.
Good luck with the auditing. Later. Jesus, we got like a ton of people on hold, so bear with us here. Oh shit! Fucking switchboard. Oh, 732-781. You're on Blue Shirt Beta Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Scum in New Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Scum?
How you doing, fellas? Been a long time listener. It's the first time I'm calling in. Just want to let everybody know. Don't jump off the boat yet. We've been getting off to good starts for the past three seasons. This is the first bad start we got off to. We'll pick it up. Don't worry. Gotta mesh.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I agree with Bugard, though. Why don't we put Bugard in front of the net on the play? I don't know if someone's brought that up before, but look at what happened with Chicago and Dustin Bufflin. You know, you put a big moose in front of the net, you're gonna put them in the net.
I don't know about that. That Dustin Bufflin's got some talent. Let's face it, like Bugard, I mean, come on, he hasn't scored a goal in 4 years. There's a reason.
That's true. But you never know. I mean. When all else fails, you try, you know, last ditch effort. You try everything, you know?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
That's right. Scum said in the beginning, it's early. Let's not get crazy. let's not get the season's over. Let's not be all fatalistic and be, oh, my God, I can't take it. Fire Tortorella, fire Zayda. We're fine. Well, we're not fine, but,
Rangers, the wheels haven't fallen off yet. We still got, Zuccarello.
They're just going to have to scratch and claw and win some games and get to the beginning of December. And with any luck, they'll have Drury back, Gabrick back, Prospel back, and then I guarantee you things will look rosier.
That's the way.
Not that rosy, but, rosy, as in, you know.
You know things are bad when Roosevelt scores the first goal at the Garden for the season, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on now.
I didn't think about that. That's true. Rosie did get the first goal. Well, Scummer, so you've been listening from afar, and I'm glad that you called in, man. It was great to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. It's tell you, you guys, you know, you're the only Ranger radio show to listen to. You know, all these syndicated shows all during the day. What did they mention the Rangers twice? The one guy, the guy's on MSG, Carton. He don't even know half the players' names. I want to thank you guys for, true voice.
No.
I love it.
We thank you, Scum.
My new favorite phone caller.
And I don't think that's a sentence I've ever uttered before.
that's what I'm here for.
All right, man. We'll call it again. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, will do, my friends. Let's go Rangers.
All right. Take it easy, Scum. Scum, we love you. And there's another sentence I've never uttered before.
God bless you, Scum.
All right. Here's another first-time caller, I believe. I don't recognize this area code. 443, you're on Blue Shirt Beta Radio. Who's this?
What up, boys? My name's Den.
Den?
Den, what's going on?
Yes. Not much, man. I want to see Gilroy get a little right wing this year. I think, when you got too many defensemen with right-handed shots and too little defensemen, or one short, of a left-handed shot. The kid played right wing for 2 years in Boston, was it not? Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
So if he's having trouble playing on the left-hand side, which he had never done before until, for some reason, Tortorella decided, oh, let's break this kid's cherry on the season on the left side instead of putting the vet, Emminger, you know, which everybody, you know, he's not the most popular
guy
right now.
Are you down on Emminger as much as everybody else is right now?
No, the guy, there's nothing wrong with the guy so far. I mean, he's had a couple of shoddy little plays, but no more than Gilroy, Stahl, Girardi, and the rest of the fucking gang. You know what I mean?
Boom.
I mean, no
more F-bombs, I'm sorry.
No. We just do that for fun whenever somebody drops one.
all right.
We appreciate it, actually.
I want to see Tortorella try. I know it's only four games in. I'm not a fatalist, you know. I'm kind of like one of these youth movement guys, but I've been on the youth movement wagon for 5 years now. I'm not one of these guys. Oh, let's have a fire sale. Oh, it's spotted. Oh, my penis is hurt. Oh, well, I'm not one of those guys. We got a little bit of focus, but Tortorella, man, he's got to be able to change that style of play, whatever that is, because I don't think any of us really know what that is. He says it's run and gun, then he says it's not the run and gun. Then he says it's safety is death, then it's not safety is death. I mean, guys got to be able to change on the fly, you know? Do you agree?
Well, I guess last year that was his thing, is that we're going to be run and gun, and then he figured out he had end release and a bunch of other jokers that he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
It was more like run and pun.
Yeah. And this year, it looks like they're going with they're really forechecking. They had a lot of forecheckers pressuring the puck, which I think they have a kind of a team to do that. I mean, wouldn't you say Tortorella? I mean, he calls that timeout in against the Avalanche, and like I said earlier in the show, I didn't hear anybody saying that was a good. The fans didn't say that was a good move. I heard all the analysts say it was a great move, but I don't have a problem with Tortorella. Going back to your original question. Yes, Gilroy, put him on the wing. Let's see what he can do. He can't hurt.
Why not?
He can't hurt.
What do we got to lose? A game? We've done that.
There's, No, you're not going to lose the game by putting Gilroy on the right
wing.
Well,
you know what I'm saying. What do they got? What's the worst that can happen? They're going to lose. We've done that.
Put the kid on the right wing. I agree with the other kid. He said, put the Boogie in front of the net a little bit. I don't want to see that a whole game. I don't want to see Boogie in front of the net the whole game. There's plenty of other characters that can stand in front of that net and get the shot puck at him. And Boogie, how long has it been? 250-some-odd games since the poor man put a puck in the net? He's not going to be that superstar rookie Chicago kid. You know the guy. What's that kid's name? Boof or something? I know his name. That kid.
Bufflin?
Yeah, Bufflin. Dave? That kid was fantastic. Boogie's not even going to be able to come anywhere near that. No matter how many pucks you fire at him.
Boogie is just a wildebeest that you send out there and send messages. That's what he is. I mean, and I like the way he's played. He's forecheck well. He's done it. He doesn't look stupid out there.
No.
I see stupid to play suit up for the Rangers.
Absolutely.
Some of them were supposed to be field players. So.
Right. But not, maybe in the third. You're up two goals. Hey, let's try this Boogie thing out.
Right.
I'd rather see maybe one of the kids come up if you're going to play Gilroy on the wing a little bit. Or if you're not going to play Gilroy on the wing for the whole game, which was probably the smarter thing to do, maybe you just put him up there, in the third when you're up two goals, if we're able to get up two goals. You throw him out there and see what the kid can do. But you don't pop his cherry on the season playing on a side he's never played before. That's not... I don't know. It's just not well thought out to me. You know what I mean? And you guys got kids?
Yes.
You guys got kids?
Yeah.
You put your kid on a bicycle. How soon do you let go? You hold him until he's balanced, and you're all right. I gotta let go. I can't let him see that I'm gonna let go. The kid has to have confidence that he's going, I'm doing it, Dad, I'm doing it. Tortorella says, oh, yeah, all right, Matt. Gilroy, we're going to play there, and good luck. And then the fans get upset because Gilroy's horrible. He's not horrible. There's nothing horrible about that kid's game. He does still need a little bit of seasoning, and, well, we should expect that. 45, 50 games last year, and now he's going to be for one game back, and the fans are going to jump on him. Yeah, it's just not good. But, hey, that's enough by me. Get to another caller. You guys have a good night. Thanks for the show.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Wow. Scum and Den coming up big here tonight.
Yeah.
Crazy night, man.
Jeez. I love it.
Matt Gilroy, a hymen waiting to be broken. Dig deep. Nice. All right. I think I know who it is. 631-974, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, it's the Greek.
Hi, the Greek.
Oh. How you doing, man?
Is this the Republican rebuttal time?
No, I'm gonna say why everybody's jumping off the cliff after four games. I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
When we came out of the lockout, the first season after the lockout, you saw how the team was playing really well. We were like first place. We basically surprised everybody the first year out of the lockout. And we made the playoffs. So,
right.
Next year comes. We play well. We get into the playoffs. We win two rounds. Next year, again, we get into the playoffs. We go the distance with Washington, and that's it. Last year, we didn't make the playoffs. Let me tell you something. If we had this team now, when we got out of the lockout, there'd be no problems. I think fans got spoiled after those three playoff seasons. That's just my opinion.
Well,
agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I'm going to go with disagree on it because I think people viewed those seasons as disappointments. Even though the Rangers made the playoffs, I mean, that's the way that Washington series was with Rennie's last – well, not Rennie's last year. Well, it turned out to be Rennie's last year, but Tortorella coached. That was disappointing. They were out badly outplayed. But, you know, our Ranger fans, they're getting sick of it. And, you know, and rightly so for a lot of it. But I just think it's I can't really see a correlation between post-lockout syndrome. There you go. Okay.
I'm just saying, if we had the team this year starting out of the gate the first year after the lockout, that it wouldn't be everybody jumping off the cliff, because it'd be like, okay, we're you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just think we got spoiled after we came out of the lockout and we had three decent seasons. If we had three bad seasons, then it would have been expected.
Jim, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I just think, you know, like I think Ranger fans have gotten too fatalistic. You know, this is a team that went 54 years without a cup. You know, and I just think Ranger fans have too many places to complain now. Twitter, Facebook, too many message boards, websites. You know, I don't know. I just think everybody just needs to settle down. It could no matter how bad you think it is, it could always be worse. We could always be worse. The future looks bright. We know that. And Ranger fans just need to chill out, get rid of this Yankee mentality, and, you know, stop being so damn fatalistic.
Yeah, and on as far as Newman goes, let me tell you something, Newman. I'm not scared of Islander fans. I ain't scared of them. If you're scared of them, that's your problem. That's not my problem. I'm not scared. If you can intimidate those fans, that's half the battle won.
That's right.
The only fan I might be scared of is if I go to Philly. Then I'd be worried.
Then you gotta watch it back. Yeah.
But Islander fans, no, I ain't scared of them. I ain't even scared of Devil fans either. If I wanna act like a total animal at the Croc or at the old barn along the old country road, I'm gonna act like an animal. What are they gonna do? They ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't doing nothing.
That's right. Yeah, well, who's at the Islander games anyway? Bunch of soccer moms and a bunch of like red headed malcontents.
All right, Costa.
All right, man. I'm punching out.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Care.
Oh, shit. Goddamn Blog Talk Radio. Ricky, I'm sorry. You'll have to call back in. All right. We're going to put Ricky on in a few minutes. Do you want to do a roll call tonight?
I guess. Why not? We're having a great show here tonight, and I'm all fired up.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm gonna play. Well, I got a little different theme music for you tonight. It's a little something different, more orchestrated. Here we go. Build up for you.
Yeah. Woo hoo hoo! It's game 4. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Welcome. to the Ranger Blue Shirt Banner Radio Ranger Roll Call for today. What's it, today, the 20th or something?
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
Yes, Wednesday, October 20th. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to beeswax. I got a lot of people. First of all, I want to thank the new people who called in today. It's always cool to hear from new people, and it takes a little bit of some couillons to call. So Dan and Scum and Kristen, who's called in before, but she was on, and Iowa fan we got in there, Iowa Ranger 94. So anyway, let's get down to it. Andro SFL, also known as Matt or Matthew, loves Henrik Lundqvist, loves the guy, collects all his memorabilia. He may even have a hair follicle somewhere in his house that he plucked while Henrik was sleeping in his Swedish IKEA bed. Is IKEA Swedish? I don't know. And then we have Avery Rules. That's right. Oh, my pal Charles Wang. My pal Donald Brashear. I'll tell you one thing about Avery Rules, ladies and gentlemen. He loves that little Vincent P. pizza. He once said he gained 10 pounds when he went on a pizza binge. I just can't imagine that. He's such a skinny dude. And then there's CCCP. That's right. He is the owner of one of my fantasy leagues. He's a great poster over at Ranger Report, Carp's blog. He's a fantastic Ranger fan.
He's
amateur
a bonehead.
Photographer. What?
He's a bonehead.
I'm a bonehead, too. I love that site. I love everybody over there. Carpinello runs a great site. And he's amateur photographer and professional masseuse, I hear. Costa the Crazy Greek. You just heard about him. You heard from him just before. Costa is indeed Greek, and he's indeed an animal, and he lets everybody know it. And then Cutter, who has a video clip up on Cutter Historical up there on Leafs Crisis of Dennis Potter getting peed on. So if you're into that kind of stuff, into that, golden shower action, check that out. D.B. Maven, the voice of reason, the voice of semi-reason, because he predicted the Rangers would get 98 points this year. Then Dig Deep, who's been sitting in the chat room quipping with his snarky comments. Double D, as I call him. He enjoys women's large breasts. Dig Deep.
Who doesn't?
I love you. Not me. I like a woman with nice little, small breasts. I don't know. What are we talking about? And then Drew Con 40. That's right. His name is Drew, and he's from Connecticut, and he's 40 years old. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I'm just making it up. Maybe he has a convention. It's called DrewCon, and it's the 40th convention of it. Well, everybody, welcome to DrewCon. Where's it going to take place, Drew? In my pants. That's right, DrewCon 40. Eddie Johnstone. Love Eddie Johnstone. He was a mucker. He took on all comers. Always doing that. He had like a twitch on the bench every time you saw him. Eddie Johnstone is none other than Paul. You're a true Ranger fan, and I know you don't like me saying good things about Torts, but so far so good. And then it's Frosty 99, whose probation officer has let him come out for the November 26th event. I can barely watch viewing party or whatever they're calling this shindig, which is going to be great. All us Ranger fans there doing a live show. We got big announcements. Got to hang on for this announcement till Ricky O gets on about this. It's going to blow the doors off your sphincter. Now,
ouch.
We also have some people like that stuff. And then we have several guests in the chat room. Welcome, John Rosasco. Welcome, Glenn Sather. Welcome, Sam Rosen, John Monotone, Jim Cerny, Steve Gelbs, whatever the two other putzes in that organization. Glenn Sather, James Dolan, and Joe Micheletti. And then we have Henrik Senu's Kristen. Kristen was on the phone. Kristen, thanks for your call. She's a big Henrik supporter. She plays hockey. She knows hockey. And she was very concerned that whether she was on with you, Jim. She didn't care less if she was on the phone with me. But as long as she was on the air with you, she was happy. And that's Irish Pop 93. Hi, Irish Spring. I always say the same thing about Irish, but I love the Irish. They can drink.
Magically delicious.
That's what I can do if I'm in the mood. What?
They're magically delicious.
The Irish are magically delicious.
I'm still my little leprechaun, you know, Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty good. And then Chips to Blarney.
Dead air again.
Or I'll hit you with my shillelagh. Anyway, Rangers start hitting some players with some opposing players with their shillelaghs. And then Eva, Yacht 68, always pleasant. I wanted to ask Eva, on his Facebook, she's always putting these things with sexual double entendre, like it's like Lick Me Wednesday or, you know, Muffin Monday, Moist Muffin Monday. I don't know what's going on with that lady, but I like her. She's a nice young woman, a fantastic Ranger fan, and actually one of the few people I actually like that I deal with this show. And then the great Mando, I talk about somebody I don't really like too much. The complainer, the massive complainer, the whiner. You know what? You still got to love him because he's right half of the time. And then we got Messingretz, the great Tuccioni. No matter how you want to spell it, no matter how you want to say it, it spells relief. I think that was real late. But still, Joe, thanks for checking in with us tonight. We always appreciate seeing you. New York Ranger 1994. That's right, 1994. How could we forget it? We can't because MSG keeps reminding us by showing us Brian Leach, who looks like a deer in headlights every time he's on TV. Love you, Brian, but stay off my TV. And Paulie D, the greatest blog talk host next to me and Jim. Paulie D from the Instigators. Right? That's the name of the show. The Instigators had last night. Great episode. You should listen to it on podcast. Him and Coffee do a fantastic job. Paulie is on the money, and he is money, as they say. Ranger to Zach, who's got an audit final, midterm rather, and is all down. But he's got quite a cougar harem. So he's looking other regards. The great Ricky O. Ricky O will be along in a little while. Ricky O, one of the all-time greats. Had to talk him out of not being a Ranger fan this week. And then after I got the phone, I said, why did I talk him out of that? I should have just said, listen, take back your life. Don't be a Ranger fan anymore. But anyway, he's a loyalist. He'll stick with us till thick and thin. And then Stan from Bayside. Stan, how are you doing today? Stan, does anybody call you Stanley? I don't know. If I was named Stan, I wouldn't want to be called Stanley. Just like Ed. I don't really be called Edward. It's too formal. I'm not a formal guy. Are you, Stan? Wazzilly, the great Waz. Wazzilly, trying to mix it up with me earlier, saying I'm somewhat of a hypocrite. Listen, Waz, I challenge you to a duel. I slap your face. And then we got young Jimmy T, who called the show. And young Jimmy, we loved your phone call. Calling again. It was really good to hear from you. And then there's Frosty, the great Frosty. I went through these guys. Why is this refreshing the wrong way? I'm not used to this anymore. Talk about them all tonight, Jimmy. I'm done.
I'm telling you, this Blog Talk Radio, it's just, you know, we are one of the premier shows on this network. We deserve better. We deserve better treatment.
What happened?
I got kicked off during your roll call. I got booted again. They're saying in the chat room that they can't hear the show. That's what, the third time? Tonight, it's come on. This should not happen to one of the premier shows on this network. Should not.
Coochie Wally's now in the chat room.
Oh, good evening, Coochie. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, Chris has been a little bit MIA. I always run into Chris at the games. I always see him there. He's a good dude. Big Ryan Callahan fan. Hey, tell Ryan to hit the net, Coochie. All right. So that concludes the Blue Shirt Banner Ranger Roll Call for October 20th, 2010. And everybody listening at home, we love it. I love that you guys are listening on the podcast. The numbers are astronomical. The Ranger Brass is jealous. The Ranger Brass has actually offered me and Jim $500,000 apiece to leave you guys, and we won't because we're keeping it real. We don't want to sell out to the man.
I would. What? Wait, what? Was it 500,000? That's a lot of fishnagels, as JD used to say.
Not me. I got my principle.
Every man has his price. That might be mine.
Oh, it's Morton's Donuts, and I might be gone.
And we also want to say good evening to Chris, listening over in the UK, although it's 5 hours later, so I'm not sure when he'll hear this, on his way to work as he goes through the roundabouts, through Piccadilly Circus or whatever the hell it is he's going. Chris, how are you? And John Chan, who weighed in today on last week's show. John, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And now, without further ado, we've been building up to this all night. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, if the switchboard works, and it's not, Ricky, how are you?
How are you, guys?
Good evening.
Ricky.
What's going on?
I heard you guys won a Tin Mouse, the award they give out for being the top-rated blog talk radio show.
I don't know if we're top-rated, but we are premier. We are a featured program on this network, for God's sakes. We're the only hockey program, weekly hockey program, that is featured on Blog Talk Radio. Not.
I was reading in the trades that you're the highest-rated Wednesday night show from 8 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio featuring hockey and people who call in.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, it's true.
You should have seen the competition for that award, Ricky. It's pretty steep.
Now, Ricky, before we get into the announcement, let's talk about some things. You called my house quite distraught the other day, and you had several things to talk about. How about you share that with the fans out there?
All right. Well, I'm gonna remain calm today, Mouse. I'm burnt out from this, and I'm very
well. I just want you to talk about the team right now, not so much the,
Well, the team itself. You know, I agree with you. A couple lucky bounces against Colorado, and they could have won that game 5-3. The thing that bothers me, and I'll just come out and I'm very not happy anyone's injured. Let me preference that. I'm not happy a human being gets hurt or his career is losing money. But Chris Drury being away does mean nothing to this team. The one game Chris Drury played, I counted 5 turnovers and 2 missed shots from the slot in the first period and a half alone that he played. So I'm not a guy who's upset about Drury. Gavrik is a different story. We knew if Scott forbid anything happened to him, we were going to be in big trouble. And we are. We're in trouble because for some reason it just seems like when we get to the regular season, that guys like Callahan, Dubinsky, these guys just can't finish into the side of the ocean. So I think we're better than what we can be. We're better than what we were last year as far as being a team. If Henrik Lundqvist could stop giving up one softie a game, the second goal against Colorado, okay, it's a good goal. It's a power play goal. He can't do anything about it. 2 minutes later, the third one's in. The crowd's out of the game. The team's demoralized. Game over. The Toronto game winner in overtime, short side, 35-foot shot, nobody in front of him, beats him, post side. It can't happen. I'm sick of hearing people tell me this guy's an elite goaltender. Until he wins games on his own, he is not an elite goaltender, guys. I'm sorry in the chat room if you want to kill me and tell me I'm nuts or whatever, go ahead. But the guy gives up a soft goal every game, and then within the 5 minutes of that soft goal, you better hope to God they don't get any more shots on net because he's very vulnerable to giving up another one. So I just think, we're okay. The ship will be fine. There are a lot more talent on this roster than we've had in the last 3 or 4 years. Against Colorado, they just couldn't finish. One or two pucks bounced in the net and we'd be fine and nobody would be jumping off a bridge as far as the team goes.
All right. Now, Jim, me and Ricky had this discussion. So how do you react to that?
I know Ricky's never been the biggest Henrik fan, and that's fine. Hey, look, he's got his detractors and he's got his supporters. I mean, I can see both sides. I can see the case for both sides. Just let me ask you. I just want to ask you, Ricky, and I'm asking you this seriously. Who would you put above Henrik Lundqvist in the league right now? Just
in the whole entire league.
Yeah, give me a couple of names.
Marty Brodeur.
Okay.
Marty Brodeur, definitely. There's a couple of the young kids out there that I think are better if going to play every day. I think, it's just a matter of personal preference. I mean, there could be Luongo is better. I'm not saying Henrik Lundqvist is bad. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I lived through the Mike Dunham, Steve Weeks, you know, and Steve Baker era of the Rangers, too. You know, I appreciate what we have. It's just to me that he's so hyped up by this New York media, and he's the face of the Rangers. And you know what? I don't care he looks good in a silk suit. Trade the damn silk suit in and hack somebody in the back of the Hessian Lights once in a while, and maybe you won't have to hear 400 people cry at the message board that Derek Bugard doesn't protect Henrik Lundqvist when he doesn't get a shift. That's another thing. It's like, if Henrik Lundqvist just stepped up once and smashed somebody in the crotch with a stick like a Billy Smith would do, or so many other guys in the league just protect themselves. Look at Tim Thomas up in Buffalo. Thomas is a very, like, you know, laid-back goaltender, but every once in a while, he just throws a stick in the back of somebody's legs or hacks somebody on his own and says, get out of my crease. Henrik Lundqvist just lays there, gets up, and cries to a referee. Well, you know what? You take actions into your own hands. Okay. The other night, Delzato scored a million points with me by jumping on the guy who pounded Esposito's favorite player. He's Italian. He hit Girardi, and he jumped up and dropped his gloves. Great. Showed a little bit of team bonding. But you know what? Lundqvist gets hit all the time. Nobody protects him. I don't understand why. But maybe Lundqvist got to get up and stick somebody himself.
I think you're right on that. I think he's got to start to get a little... He's got to get in people. He's got, like you said, he's got to start going between the legs with these people with the sticks and putting them on notice. So he takes a penalty. Like, you know, he plays so deep in the net. I don't know how he can even get at some guys. There's no doubt that Henrik has struggled. Me and Jim talked about this. I think Henrik has not. He's not playing his best hockey right now. Now, do I not think he's an elite goaltender? No, I still think he's an elite goaltender until I see 25 games of what I'm seeing now. Yeah, he's prone to give up a soft goal here and there. I mean, you know, but he's in the past, he has stolen much more than he's given away. And I think any, you know, if you really look at it in an unbiased way, you see that. But I don't think, and this goes for any Ranger, just because we like the guy, when the guy is playing bad, nobody is absolved from getting criticized as far as the Ranger fan go. So I understand when you take on a Henrik Lundqvist and say he's playing poorly, you're going to get a lot of people like, you know, they get, like I said earlier in the show, they get butt sore. They get real upset when you start making fun of the favorites. Same thing goes with Callahan. It's Callahan's a guy that, to me, has got to step up. He's got to get some scoring touch, for Christ's sake. I mean, I understand he brings so much to the team. And, you know, I've said it on the show before, he's a warrior. But you know what? They need scoring. And this guy cannot be, you know, missing the net and being stupid with his shots. So, you know, that's what I think about the Lundqvist. I'm not as down on Henrik in the long run. But right now, Jimmy, you said it. You said, you know, Henrik is letting in goals that we can't afford him to let in at this point. And it's a little, you know, I'm not used to seeing that. At least I am.
But, Mouth, it's not a one-year thing. I mean, this was last season also. And, you know, like I said, I lived through Steve Weeks. I lived through Dunk Wilson. I lived through Glenn Hanlon. I'm appreciative of Henrik Lundqvist. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I don't want him here. But it's just a point that this guy is the biggest overhyped goaltender in the NHL. You don't hear guys in Phoenix and the rest of the country bragging about, you know, their goaltender. You don't hear Ryan Miller every 5 seconds, Ryan Miller in Buffalo. It's the New York Rangers. Everything is Henrik Lundqvist. Henrik Lundqvist. If we lose, it's everybody else's fault on Henrik Lundqvist. If we win, Henrik Lundqvist stole every game. Rangers can win 8-0, and if it wasn't for Lundqvist, they would have lost 23-8. That's how the Ranger fans look at Lundqvist. And it's just getting a little bit annoying because this guy, until he wins a playoff series on his own, or until he goes out there and actually, you know, you want to be technical, he lost the playoffs last year. It was on him. It was a skills competition, one-on-one, Mr. Shootout, as he signs his autographs now, from what I understand. And he got beat. And, you know, to everybody out there last year who laughed at me when I said, Dwayne, roll us in, and, you know, I brought this up on the show, I said, you can go out and get a guy for under $1 million who will win within 5 games of what Hank wins and have a save percentage within 10 points. It's true. Look at who won the cup last year. Neither team had a standout goaltender.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, listen, I can't go with you on a, you know, it's just so hard. You know, listen, I agree with you that Ranger fans do not, you know, he seems to be absolved from any criticism again. Again, if they win, it was, you know, Henrik had a big part of it. If they lose, no one ever says, you know what, Henrik was off. But I see a lot of people in the chat room. Frosty's been following his team for an awful long time. A couple other people have been saying the same thing. So it's not be in the minority with maybe the more seasoned fans, so to speak.
Well, yeah, it's like when they win, it's because Henrik stole the game, but when they lose, it's because nobody played defense in front of him.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
No, I agree.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we're okay.
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just heard like a dropout. Anyway.
Having all kinds of problems tonight.
So, all right, so well, we've conquered that, and now
I'm glad you know he put the step on line back together for tomorrow night, and for everybody who's impatient, and you know me included on this one, you'll see Bugard fight three times this week because Rangers are going to play Toronto in Toronto. Orr's coming out. He's saying that his head feels better. He's making all the right excuses for not fighting the other night because he did get his bell rung. I can't hold it against him. Or Bugard tomorrow, and then in Boston supposedly dressing McGrattan and Thornton against the Rangers on Friday. So you should see the guy go maybe three times this weekend. They'll finally shut up all these people who are saying he's over this, he's over that, he's overpaid. The guy's overpaid, yes. We all hate the contract, yes. Wait till he drops his gloves and bloodies somebody, and then we're all going to be on Bugard's jock, and everybody will shut the hell up about Bugard doesn't protect Gabrick when he doesn't get a shift. So you can't protect the guy from sitting on the bench, and that's Tortorella's fault and nobody else's. But let's get to positive stuff.
Yes. Before we get to the big positive stuff. Now, you know, I'm not going to get Jim in trouble here because Jim's in enough trouble. But you know how I've been talking about this Ranger hierarchy, this Ranger management, this Ranger, this John Rosasco idiot. And all these people that have no clue what the Ranger fans want. They don't care about the Ranger fans. They all they care about is their blue shirt money hood, their brotherhood, their season tickets, the almighty dollar. I don't care how many charities you do. You could shove. You don't care about the fans. You don't care about the Loon Ranger management. Here at Blue Shirt Fan Radio, we care about you. Now, I'm going to set it up. And you then, I'm going to throw you the softball and you knock it out of the park. Ricky was in talks with Derek Bugard to do a signing. Derek Bugard, I think, came to you, right, I think? Or his agent came to you?
There's a movie coming out. There's a movie coming out next year called Ice Guardians. It's about the history of the Enforcer in the National Hockey League. And they were going to interview Derek Bugard through a mutual friend of mine. And they needed Nick Fatiu to be part of the movie. So I got Nick Fatiu to become part of the movie as kind of like the legend enforcer. And then they went to the current enforcer, who was Derek Bugard. So that's the setup on that.
Okay. So, you know, you agreed to an amount with Derek, right? In principle.
Yes. And he wants to do it because in Minnesota he was doing two or three of these things a month, and he loved being out with the fans. Those were his words. I want to get out and meet my new fans.
Right, and isn't he new to the area? And, you know, he's looking to get out and just make some friends. And, you know, he's in a new area. He wants to meet the fans, too, like you said. And may I ask you how much his fee or maybe a range of where his fee would be?
His fee would have been where it belongs. Let's put it that way. I don't want to say exact numbers because
okay.
I don't want to. But let's just say it was more than two and less than 5,000. And it was right at where a player like him should have been. And I've been doing these things for 20 years. So it was in the
okay.
range.
So everything looked good. Everything was going well. And then what happened?
What happened was we were looking to finalize the date. And we contacted Derek.
and we got a response that the New York Rangers have informed him he's not allowed to make any personal appearances without the permission of John Rasshole, and that I needed to contact John Rasshole directly and speak to the New York Rangers to get an okay from them, that everything we had set up was now void because he was actually threatened with his contract being voided if he did appearances on his own.
Nice.
So, Now, okay. Say that's the policy, all right? They don't, which it stinks. The policy stinks. Why would the guy want to make some extra money, meet the fans? You know, that's great. And, you know, it's, you can understand it. And, you know, the fans would have turned out to meet the boogeyman. He would have made a nice chunk of change. And now you got Rosasco saying, all right, well. But then there's a caveat to all this. What's the extra
thing?
And now,
thing not that for nothing, before you go just 1 second further, he didn't even ask for money. I made an offer of money. He was looking to do this to meet the fans, and that's what he was pumped up about.
Ah, okay. That's an important. That even speaks more volumes to the guy and how much he wants to be liked here, and trying to do the right thing. And then the punchline to this whole thing is with Rasshole. Is that he says, what? He says you can have him. Right? For how much?
For 5 times the amount of what the player had asked for. 5 times the amount, and all I'm going to say is the amount was higher than Kovalchuk asked me for. And that's just ludicrous.
It just goes to show you. It's not about promoting hockey. It's not about promoting the player and having the player meet the fans. No. It's all about the almighty dollar. That's all they want. All they want, that's what their PR department wants. They want your cash. Thumbs down to John Rasshole. All right. Now
unbelievable.
Jimmy did not say any of that, by the way.
Oh, I don't give a shit anymore. What the hell do I care? What are they going to do to me? You want to hear something?
Here,
hold on. I got to tell this really quick before we run out of time and we don't get this broadcast out. Really quick. You know how they cut me off the press release list? You guys are all familiar with that story, right? They cut me off the press release list, but they sent me an email yesterday. They still want me to promote their charity work, the Garden of Dreams. And promote what they're doing for kids and all that. So they don't want me to have any inside information, all bullshit that it is. But, oh, can you promote our charity and make us look good on your website? Fuck off. Anyway.
I love it.
Nice, huh?
I love it.
What a fucking organization.
Nothing but the best, guys. Nothing but the best for their fans who make $2 million a year and, you know, nothing but the best for the guys that, you know, are going to pay $180,000 for seats behind the glass. But the guys up in the Blues that want to go have a beer and meet a new player, go fuck yourself from the organization and pay us, you know, the amount of money we want. And the email that was written, if I swear to God, I'll forward it to you guys. I'll show you that the guy made me look like a Harvard scholar. That's how bad the email was written.
He said it was bad grammar and misspelling and the whole bit. All right,
it's probably typed on a BlackBerry on the train or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's get back to the good stuff. November 26th,
right,
at the Point and Still
in a woman's bathroom.
In Hackensack, New Jersey, it's the first Blue Shirt Banner I Can't Bear to Watch party. Oh, it's going to be a great time.
All right,
and Ricky's got a big announcement.
Before Ricky makes the announcement, let me just say this. We just went through what's all wrong about the Blue Shirt Banner Radio. What me, Jim, and Ricky here are trying to do is what's all right. And getting us together as fans and rooting this crazy, wacky, you know, just frustrating team on like we do. Plus, we're just out to have fun and get a community going, even though it's a crazy, wacky blog talk, Facebook. Sometimes you meet people in real life. community. It's still the best, and it's just all done with the best of intentions. Now, with this announcement, I think just solidifies that good things happen when good people get together and network or just become friends. I'm not going to call networking because I consider everybody my friend that I've met and hung out with Jim and Ricky and his family. And so without further ado, the great Ricky O with the big announcement that Jim does not know about.
That's right.
Okay. The first of maybe a possibly couple announcements. Let me just put it that way. This doesn't mean we're done after this one. The first guy I'd like to announce came out of his way when Eddie Hospedar was forced to pull out of the event. Eddie was going to be coming, has a family issue he has to deal with that day. All the best to him and his family. And Chris Christopoulos stepped up and said he was going to come down, and he's coming to the event to fill in for Eddie Hospedar. And that was a huge thing because
right.
Chris went out of
Kotze.
His way when he heard. Kotze heard that we were stuck,
Kotze,
and he wants to come out and be part of this. And you know what? We all tease Kotze, but we all love him, and it was nothing but pure
of
class
course.
On his part to step in.
Kotze for the Instigators. Class. I love it. I love it. Beautiful.
So,
we love Kotze.
Coming, and the greatest, second greatest defenseman in the history of the New York Rangers is going to be carpooling with Kotze when we have Ron Greschner coming down.
Whoa! Get out of here. You're, come on. Now you're putting me on. You're pulling my leg.
Ron Greschner will be at the event. And those are the two names that I'm pleased to announce for tonight. And we are working on two more, guys. There's two more possibilities that we'll know by next Wednesday.
Wow. Ron Greschner. The great Ron Greschner. Wow.
So we're going to do what we said we were going to do, guys. We're going to hang Ron Greschner's number four to the rafters at the Point and Still. We're going to retire Ron Greschner and the Blue Shirt Banner. What do we call us? Kingdom? Fanhood? What
know.
Are we going to do?
The Hall of Legends? The
Hall
Man.
Of Legends.
The Asylum.
The Asylum.
We're going to retire
well,
the straitjacket that night in the Asylum.
So
they're gonna be there. They're gonna mix it up with the fans, signing autographs, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're also proud to announce New Jersey Sports Fans Promotions will be there. There'll be a million New York Ranger pieces of memorabilia on sale, from Messier to Leach to Richter, all the current guys, Dubinsky, Callahan, everything they got to bring down with them. There'll be a full catalog of stuff. He's going to bring jerseys, 8x10, 16x20s, pucks, game-used memorabilia. And so we'll have a whole section full of New York Ranger memorabilia for sale. We're going to have Greschner and Kotze there signing autographs, and we're working on a couple other legends of the New York Rangers.
Now, I want to, just for curiosity's sake, if I'm a fan, how much is this going to cost me?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to the guys, but I think everything's going to be less than $10.
All right.
We got to just cover. What we got to do for those guys is we got to cover the cost of their photos and everything like that. But everything will be very reasonable. As the weeks come, I'll put something together and put it up on the site. I don't want to speak out of turn without speaking to those guys, but. Let's just put it this way. I don't want to get into prices. I don't want to be John Rasshole of the show. But both the guys gave us a tremendous, tremendous break on what it is for what they found out the event was for.
Right. I was just wondering, like, if I'm coming to the bar, just for the, I wanted to. It's not going to be like $60-$70 like it would be at a Ranger thing.
$10 or less. $10 or less.
Looks like a cover charge.
Right.
So that's good. Well, I'm down with that. That's great news.
Wow. That is awesome, Ricky. Great job, and we appreciate it. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah.
A great night just got even greater.
Just think, we're going to sit at the bar and drink scotch with Ron Greschner, guys.
I'll have a beer.
You don't think you do scotch?
I don't drink. I was never a scotch fan.
I don't drink it.
I'm
either,
not a hard liquor. I'm not really a hard liquor drinker, to be honest with you. I like my beer, but I'm good.
Yeah.
So we found out tonight that Jimmy's a soft liquor.
Yeah. Well. What can I tell you?
Well, all guys, right, well, we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, we're just about done. Yeah, let me see. Let me check the Rangers schedule here. Really quick before we go off the air. Looking at next week. We'll do how about Tuesday next week? Since
they
got
Tuesday.
They got Saturday
Paulie's
and Sunday game.
Tuesday,
oh yeah. Paulie's got. You want to do Monday? No,
yeah.
Can't do Monday. Giants. Thursday night. We'll be on next Thursday night. The Rangers will have three more games in the books by then, so we'll be on Thursday night. Sorry, guys.
Next Thursday night, folks.
I'll be watching the Giants and Cowboys. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Oh, we're off the air.
Jimmy, you got my message off the air?
Yes, I did. That's awesome, Ricky.
Yeah, Gillum Muir called me back today. He's interested. We just have to work on a price. And I asked him about Stemkowski. He's going to make a phone call. If he's in New York, he would probably use the money and be able to go also.
Cool.
Who was the other guy besides Stemkowski?
Gillum Muir.
Oh, Gilles.
Ricky, I heard you had a tough conversation with Gillum Muir.
Oh my God, it was like pulling teeth. He couldn't understand it. We're going to watch the game. We're going to do the radio show at the bar, and then what? Go to the garden with all the fans? No, we're going to watch the game at the bar. We're not going to the garden? No. We're going to watch the game at the bar while they're doing the radio show with the fans. So there's no going to the garden. I don't understand. Where do we watch the game at? Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
But he was really nice. He was cool. Once I said, you know, the show where you're always on with Emil Francis, and then he kind of caught on to what it was. Oh, okay.
DB Mandar, hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey.
Sorry I couldn't get you guys on during the show.
No, you're not.
No, I'm really not. No, I guess I am.
It was $3,000, by the way, guys, too. I'll share that with you. I had Bogart for $3,000, and that was my offer. He didn't even ask for that. I just said, I'll give you $3,000. That's what I do with most of the big-name players. And he was
three
like,
grand.
Oh,
that's a shift for him.
Yes, yeah. He was going to do it for that, and then they asked for $15,000.
And I have to ask you, Ricky, what exactly was your response?
I basically wrote back, and I'll forward the emails to the guys so they can verify all of this. I wrote back, I think you added a little bit too much money on that. That's supposed to be $1,500. And he wrote back, he's a very high-demand player, and why would we get less money for him in New York than he was making in Minnesota? And meanwhile, like, the guy treats me like I'm a fucking asshole. I'm talking directly to the player and knowing what he gets. And meanwhile, you know, they make it sound like I'm asking for, you know, Gordie Howe to come into this.
These people are delusional, man. This is great shit.
That's some organization, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean,
and you know that the Rangers will take that $15,000, pay him $2,000, and pocket the rest.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. They would have given him his original sum of $3,000, which is what I mentioned, and they would have put the rest in his pocket. And you know what's funny?
They would have donated it to the Garden of Dreams.
Yeah.
The Garden of Cigars. It would have been buying $12,000 worth of. Ridiculous.
What a just ridiculous organization.
And the best part is that I've never, ever, ever once had a deal with the Rangers. Anytime I've ever done a signing, you go directly to the player or his agent. You do it on an off night. Possibly you get burned like I did with Stahl last year because the coach canceled it. But, you know, you never deal. With the Devils, I pick up the phone. I call Clarkson at his house. Dave, I need a player. Okay, you're going to do Matt Corrente? Give me $750. Okay, no problem. Done deal. That's it.
Well, but clearly this has got to be a situation where it's in his contract.
You know, all of the marketing and like it's not like we're coming out with a Derek Bogart T-shirt or something like that. Then it has to be approved by the NHL, by the Rangers.
Right.
You know, he got to do the movie and didn't have to go through the NHL. It's his likeness. He owns it. He's allowed to make appearances. It's in his contract, and that's how we met was through this movie.
So we're saying it's not part of his contract, and they're going to say that they'll void it?
Right.
I
think it's their policy now. This is my own. I have no concrete basis. Ever since that stuff went down, with last year with Dakota leak, and we don't do signings after blah, 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 and all this stuff. Things got out of control over there, and they probably put a policy in that, you know, you have to clear any appearance with us, and if it's not somebody they know, like a Steiner or somebody like that, they're going to, you know, come at you with the $15,000 for Derek Bougard because people want to – he's a commodity.
Isn't it ironic that an organization has a public relations department that has no public relations?
Well, no, they're anti-public. It's not that they have none. They're anti-public.
I mean, being in the public relations department for the New York Rangers is like being the Maytag repairman.
Well, every year for the last 2 years, the person has been fired. Jody Sowa was there 2 years ago. She got fired. The person in charge of this stuff last year was fired. I forget the person's name, but it was another woman. She was let go.
We should get them on the show.
Yeah. I have Jody's email. I'll forward it to you.
Oh, that would be awesome.
How would that be?
I'll give her 2 hours.
Yeah.
Give her the Avial treatment. Oh, I don't care.
15 grand. They want me to pay $1,000 a shift that he's going to get this season.
I mean, I'll give her 2 hours. I don't care if she talks about her dogs. Oh, my
Mandar,
God.
Mandar, you're too quiet.
He's just taking it all in.
I got nothing to add to that.
What, you don't have any dogs?
All right,
fellas, come on.
Watch how many people fall in love with this guy tomorrow when he breaks Orr's face in Toronto, and you're going to see all over the place.
Oh, a pool park.
Well,
I don't know. I keep having vision of Peruka signed pucks in my head.
Ricky, if that happens, it'll be 20 grand for an appearance.
I know. Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. And you know what? I'm waiting to see. If honestly, guys, just between us, I'm honestly waiting to see once the Greshner thing gets out if I get fucked with by the Rangers for having Greshner, or if he gets threatened about his appearances, because Ron is like the guy they use for these legends events and these cigar smoking things with all these big wigs. And, you know, Ron lowered his price. I mean, Ron's coming in for a third of what he normally gets. So that's how cool of a gesture it was.
Well, because there's a bar involved.
Well, yeah, guess who Ron Greshner's new business partner is, and not me. This is the name of the past you're going to laugh at.
Who?
Rayo Rusolano.
Lee Rusan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they opened a sport. They're doing a financial advisory service for professional athletes.
He was a good running back who just never kind of caught on, but he was pretty good, you know, running back. He was a nice, he was the change of pace guy for Joe Morris.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. Anyway, guys, well, thanks for the big announcement, Ricky. I appreciate it. I'm going to get inside and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
All right.
Good night,
everybody.
Take care.